Well, good morning, everybody. The meeting of the Board of Environmental Protection is being held by video conference via Zoom on May 20, 2020, beginning at 9 a.m. I am Robert Duchesne, board member and the presiding officer for the board's consideration of Nordic Aquafarms applications for a land-based Atlantic salmon aquaculture facility proposed for Belfast and Northport. This meeting is being conducted by video conference due to the COVID-19 public health emergency as authorized by Public Law 2019, Chapter 617. Notice of the meeting and meeting materials are posted on the board's webpage. We are making an audio recording of this meeting. To reduce background noise, I do ask the persons not speaking keep their microphones muted and to allow the board members and staff to clearly see each other during the meeting. Everyone except board members, DEP, and board staff and counsel to the board is asked to please turn off the camera on your computer. You'll still be able to see the meeting. This will simply turn off the picture of you. This time, I would like the board members to introduce themselves, beginning with Ms. Lessard.
My name is Sue Lessard, and I'm the town manager for the town of Bucksport, and I reside in the town of Bucksport.
Mr. Parker.
Good morning. I'm Jim Parker. I'm a retired engineer. I live in Beasley most of the time, but right now I'm down in Millbridge on the coast.
Mr. Sanford.
Rob Sanford. I am an environmental science professor from Gorham, Maine.
And Mr. Pelletier.
Good morning. I'm Steve Pelletier of Topsham, Maine. Semi-retired wildlife biologist, forester, and wetland scientist.
Okay. Mr. Draper will be joining today's meeting when we move to a discussion of the Site Law and Natural Resources Protection Act applications. Board member Mark Dubois is not participating because he was not able to attend the board's public hearing on Nordic's applications in February. And as I stated earlier, my name is Robert or Bob Duchesne. I'm semi-retired from a lot of different things, and I'm the presiding officer of today's meeting. Others present include DEP Commissioner Jerry Reed, Cindy Bertacci, the board's executive analyst, and Ruth Ann Burke, the board's administrative assistant, advising the board in this meeting depending on the topic, our assistant attorneys general, Peggy Bensinger, Scott Boak, and Laura Jensen. A number of department staff are participating in the deliberative session. We will identify them as they join the meeting. The only matter on today's agenda is the board's deliberative session on Nordic Aquafarms applications for its proposed facility. This is a review of the record with department staff. The board record is closed and participation in today's discussion is limited to board members and staff. The board will not be taking a vote on the permit applications today. Following the deliberative session, the staff will draft proposed orders, which will be made available for review and comment before the board takes the final vote on each of Nordic's permit applications. We will begin with an overview of the proposed project. We will then discuss the air emissions application, followed by the site law and NERPA applications, and then the wastewater discharge application. We plan to take a 30-minute break at lunch, perhaps around noon. That may be flexible. And we will break for the day approximately at 4 o'clock, but again, this will have to be flexible depending on where we are in our discussion. If necessary, we will continue the deliberative session tomorrow morning. Now, before we begin, Ms. Bensinger will remind everyone of the ex parte communications rule.